Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to the Garden Show and Home, brought to you by I Must Garden. All natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm, organic heirloom seedling sale. It will be May 16th and 17th in 2025. And boy, you know, seems like a long way away, but I don't know. It'll come. Juice Clausen is here from the Fadgwick Gardener. And we are just sort of talking about, the weather. And we are talking about get out some antidesiccant and read the direction. And at the same time, fertilize those evergreens and give them a good deep water. And it's the best thing you can do for them going into winter. I mean, you wouldn't want yourself going into winter like dehydrated and you know, skinny and unfed. So think about your plants.
Should probably think about deer repellent too, huh?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of deer, you know, and I think it's a heads up for if you're driving around.
Oh, yes.
You know, always, it's kind of a little better now that the leaves are off everything. You can actually almost sort of see one coming. But so careful driving, especially early and late in the day. And at night, and do spray deer repellent. I totally agree with Juge. It's like you think it's over, but not for the deer. They're hungry and they're thirsty.
Yes, exactly. And I have been seeing a lot more lately too, just like you. So not a good idea to spray that repellent the same day you're doing the antidesiccant, but wait a few days and definitely spray them. Because, they're hungry, thirsty, they get desperate and a little more willing to come a little closer to the house, that kind of thing. So, just a good idea once again to, luckily you don't have to spray as often in the winter. There's not new growth, you know, so you're not really worrying about that. In the winter, you could even do something like plant skid, which lasts really a couple months. So, There's several different types out there.
Winter formula that I really like.
Yes.
Switching up your deer repellent is really smart.
Definitely a good trick.
So
alternate what types you're using, mix up your methods. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if it does snow, you'll want to be protected so you don't have to go out with your snowshoes to spray your deer repellent. But, you know, things are budding up like lilacs and, you know, they love those little lilac bulbs.
Oh, they do. The buds of those and rhododendrons, all sorts of stuff, azaleas, they will come and just nibble those fresh buds. And then, you know, that's it. You're not going to have a beautiful show of flowers for spring, and they come and nibble them too many times, it will kill the plant. So always worth it to protect. You know, that's my MO really, is to, anytime I plant something new, I spray it and spray around it. Doesn't matter if I feel like, oh, they've never eaten my winterberry before. I've gotten into the habit because sometimes they have come along and nibbled on something that typically they don't. They're either curious, or I don't know if it's the young sometimes are experimental with tastes and things. Who knows? But, you know, as sweet and beautiful as they are, I don't trust them at all. And so I really do spray everything new I put in the ground.
Yeah, I do too. Just like, and once again, it's an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, you know.
Love it.
And if you planted any screening, with, thugas or anything. If boy, if you have some bird netting around, net them.
Yeah, burlap, netting, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. And keep water out for the birds and the little creatures. It's important that, because there's just no puddles anywhere.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
I'm just blown away. I cross the Housatonic often, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just kind of a dribble. And it's just, so a lot of the streams entering into it are dry. So a lot of places where, water is pretty dependable, this year it's just not.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been keeping my bird baths full, but I'm glad you're reminding folks to do that because that's an important thing that we can do.
Yeah. I filled my bird bath one day and I watched it, and I think every robin for 50 miles around came and took a bath. I just
Oh.
had to keep filling it and filling it and filling it, because they would just come in, one at a time. And it was like, I felt like, it was wonderful to watch, but it was a reminder of the fact there's not a lot of water around for them to do that.
Wow, absolutely.
So, water. Also, talking about the wind, rose care. I don't usually touch roses until the end of April, but thinking this year, because there's so much wind, I might go out and just try and get some of the crossing stuff, that's just going to rip the plant to pieces in the wind.
Yeah, I think you could definitely prune some of that out now. I would also suggest mulching roses this time of year. Really, the nice thing about roses, you can really pile up. Compost is a great one, but even compost and leaves or mulch, anything like that. And you can actually pile that up the plant, which typically we don't do with a lot of stuff that could cause rot and disease. But rose canes can handle that. They actually appreciate, I think, what am I trying to say? The protection and the extra warmth and stuff. So yeah, I think you could prune a little bit back now for sure. Like you, I typically wait into spring, but if there's some stuff that you're worried it's gonna just shred the plant, cut some of that out, maybe a good layer of mulch.
Yeah, at the same time, God, who doesn't have leaves right now?
Yes, right?
Remember rose cones?
Yes, those used to be quite the thing. You don't really see those too much, huh?
No, you don't. But protecting your roses. I mean, I think people maybe didn't have the luxury of all of the knockouts and
Yeah.
the ever bloom, this the bloom, 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 don't worry, roses.
Yeah.
That, so they were trying to protect some pretty, but if you have any sort of tender roses that you want to protect, just protect. Now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Tuck them in for the winter.
Oh, yeah. And, any. It's a great time on shrubs. I mean, everybody's lost their leaves. We're leafless now, to see what's dead and get that out of there, because it's going to come down in an unexpected way and break two more, three more branches on its way out. So if you can get out there with your loppers and just see what's dead.
Yeah, it really does help sometimes to have them leafless, right? In a different format, and you can study and see maybe things that are crossing or Yeah, stuff that you just see, it's dead, it's been rotting, maybe branches of other things that have fallen into stuff. I know that happened with my lilacs at times. So wonderful to go and kind of check all that stuff out and clean out what you can.
Yeah, and if it's something like my viburnums, that I'm not going to prune until after they bloom, in the spring, take photos so you'll know when they start to leaf out where that branch was that really needs to come out. Just start an album, spring
That's
pruning, and get it going, Get it going. We're going to take a quick break. Judith Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener, Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, and Pleasant Valley, williamslumber.com, Flower Power at the Ozone Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle. On Pitcher Lane in Red Hook and at the ozonehv.com, and Alvarez Homes, over 60 years of building dream homes in the Hudson Valley. Visit the Model Village in Hudson, New York, Alvarez Homes, homes of ny.com.